For over a century, the Lackawanna River in northeastern Pennsylvania was polluted by the mining industry, sewage, and garbage. In the late 80s, an association formed to change that. From 1991 until this past December, Bernie McGurl was at the helm as executive director. He's now moved into a part-time role at the Lackawanna River Conservation Association, passing on a legacy of clean water and land conservation. Kat Bolis of WVIA News takes a look back at Bernie's more than three decades of involvement with the LRCA and at how attitudes have changed.
When Bernie was about 3 years old, he watched his mother pull the bath stopper out of their tub.
I said, "Mommy, where's the water go?" I wanted to know where the water went.
She told him it goes down a drain pipe, into their basement, then into a sewer pipe under the street. Eventually, the water makes its way to the Lackawanna River. His mom, Jane, explained that the Lackawanna flows into the Susquehanna River and then into the ocean.
So, 3 years old, I knew that we were part of the Chesapeake Bay watershed, thanks to my mom.
He's been a carpenter, worked on the railroad, and owned a business. He started nonprofits in the region. In the mid-80s, he found himself at a new organization that aimed to do something astounding, clean up the long-polluted Lackawanna River.
Everybody turned their back to it over 100 years with the coal companies dumping crap from the breakers and the mine water going into it. And then the towns developed and the sewer lines were run down the hill.
Bernie says slaughterhouses dumped animal entrails into the river. Before modern landfills, the city of Scranton operated a trash incinerator for about 60 or 70 years along the Lackawanna.
And all this horrible black smoke came out of it. Woo-wee!
Bernie remembers driving in the back of his aunt's Buick over the Market Street Bridge.
And the river stunk. Oh, my God. It was a sort of a droughty year in 57, and so most of the water that was in the river had gone through somebody's toilet.
Advocates in the 50s and 60s pushed to create sewer systems, and the mining industry was all but gone. The first canoe-a-thon in the Lackawanna was held in 1973.
I wasn't in the first one, but I said, my God, people are paddling down the river. I went in the
Since the 80s, the river is much cleaner than when Bernie was growing up. Yeah. Bernie is now in his 70s. He's gone from pulling tires and washer machines out of the 42-mile river to working on plans for a riverfront park, a new building for the organization, and finally cleaning up a major pollutant of the Chesapeake Bay, the Old Forge borehole. He often gives credit to those that came before him and worked alongside him. Patrick McKenna is the former editorial page editor at the Times Tribune. He covered Bernie's early days with the river. He says Bernie's energy and approach worked better than anyone could have anticipated.
The thing that always impressed me most about Bernie was that, you know, when you cover environmental issues, it deals a lot with the policy and how the government addresses it. And Bernie was very aggressive in those realms. But at the same time, he was somewhat different in that he understood it was also a hands-on enterprise. He was the guy who was out wading in the river, picking up debris and enlisting other people to do the same thing.
Sitting at a bar in Scranton, a blue folder of poems at his hands and photos scattered on the table. He's with his longtime friends and fellow poets,
oh, yeah.
Craig and Ron.
What's a breaker
tour? We just climb around the insides of these coal breakers.
Bernie met Craig and Ron in the 70s. College educated with Vietnam draft numbers hanging over their heads, they got involved in Scranton's art scene, specifically poetry and theater.
We didn't want to have the LRCA as a not in my backyard kind of environmental group. The river was messed up. Mm. It was messed up for 100 years. We could do all the protesting we wanted about that, but it's not going to get the river cleaned up. The river's going to get cleaned up by getting people involved with cleaning it up. The idea was to be a proactive organization rather than a reactive organization.
You know, when people tell you, oh, nothing changes, everything's terrible, you know, this is a prime example of how things have changed. And you know, in my lifetime, I'm amazed to see how it's changed. You know what I mean? To go from that dirty, dirty river to one of the best trout fishing streams in America.
Throughout his time as executive director, Bernie says he got to bring people together and work with fascinating people up and down the valley. In 1978, before his involvement with the river, Bernie was at a dinner party. There, he was given a koan. It's a Zen Buddhist statement meant to provoke thought and contemplation.
To save the river, save the mountain. And I didn't understand it. Why? What relevance does this have to me?
That's what you spend a lifetime trying to figure it out.
And we just bought property on Moosic Mountain.
Oh, God.
So the prophecy is fulfilled.
Yeah.
I never knew this story.
You know, when I got involved with the LRCA, I had a flash one day, and I said, wow, that koan, that from the Tibetan Book of Changes, it's like, to save the river, save the mountain. What has always driven my involvement with LRCA and the river and the environment in general is poetry and metaphor and symbolism. And that's been my motivation.
Reporting from the Lackawanna River, I'm Kat Bolas.